Carl, terrific result today. What do you think of the performance?
I think it was really good. After last week's win, we played really well away at United Manchester last week. So it was really important. We carried on our form and had another good result today. And with three tough games remaining, we needed to win today and needed to put in a good performance. And I thought we did that. Everyone was good. The result was great. And yeah, we keep ourselves in it.
And you've ended your goal drought with 2 goals, 9 for the season.
Yes, yeah, it's been a long time coming. But yeah, no, great. A bit of a help for the keeper coming and flapping one, but and then luckily just to put the other one in the corner and get the second. Garner was only a toe away from it, so I was so glad to see it miss his foot and go in the corner. But yeah, 9 for the season, which is great for me personally. But it's just important we keep going now. Keep going, getting the results, winning these games, putting pressure on the Nuneaton, especially with their games in hand, and getting ourselves in the playoffs.
Now, you're a defender, so it's not really on you to score the goals, but it's been a while since you've scored. Were you getting frustrated that you hadn't scored for a while?
Yeah, I was getting frustrated. Everything was coming off my head, going everywhere, but in the goal. But keep knocking out. Credit to Zach. I mean, 2 long throws are scored for him. It's such a weapon, his long throw. Creates so many chances for me. So I just had to keep going, keep trying, and yeah, got 2 goals. And with the quality from Zach's throwing, from Dylan and Lewis whipping in set pieces, hopefully we can get more from set pieces as well. The third goal came from it as well, so we look strong at the moment. We look like we can score from set pieces, score from open play. It's a positive time. We seem to be hitting form at a good time.
Are those long throws better than corners in a way?
Yeah, in a way, because I think corners are a little bit easier to mark. I mean, everyone knows Zach's got a long throw in, but you just can't anticipate how long it is. And it's quite easy for, it must be hard, very hard for a defender, because before you know it, it's flown over your head. So it's very difficult to defend that. So yeah, credit to Zach for helping me and setting up both goals.
Now, Bradford had an outfield player in goal today, Liam Dickinson. How much was that part of Dennis's team talk before the game?
Yeah, it was. Obviously, it got brought up and we knew we had to test him a little bit, get some things underneath him, really take advantage of that. But the main thing was that we had to play our own game. We still had to beat their 10 men outfield players on the pitch, first of all, and make sure we didn't get complacent just because of that. So I thought the lads put in a real professional performance. And yeah, it was vital that we got the 3 points, which we did.
Yeah, I'll have guessed you'll have played against Liam Dickinson a few times when he's been as a striker. But do you prefer to see him in goal or take it?
Yes, exactly. I was more than happy when I found that out. Yeah, because he's a good player. Always difficult with his size and his ability. So yeah, I was delighted to see him in the goal, and thankfully helped towards me getting 2.
With 3 games to go now, it really is in your hands now, isn't it?
It is in our hands, yeah. Massive game in 2 weeks' time when we play Nuneaton down here, but they've got so much pressure on them to keep winning today. Tamworth lost again today. I think Tamworth have only got 3 games left, 4 points behind us. That's a lot to make up, a lot to make up. I mean, one more win and they slip up and they can't get in it. So pressure's on Nuneaton to go and win Tuesday night when they play Harrogate. But if we just keep winning our games, there's no way we ain't going to be in there come the end of the season.
Now, it was looking a bit bleak a few weeks ago when you lost 4 in a row. Now you've turned it around with 3 wins in a row. What's changed?
I think we've had a little bit of a change of system. We've gone into a diamond, and last 2 weeks we've played a little bit more. But really, the belief has always been there. When we've lost the games, it's always been fine margins that's gone wrong. But we seem to have corrected that. There's a bit of confidence back in the dressing room now, and it's perfect timing. There was no point in us going and winning and keep winning and then slipping up and not hitting form before the playoffs. If we keep building on how we're playing now, then we've got to make sure we time it right and hit the playoffs in our best form.
Are you enjoying playing alongside Nat Brown back there?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Nat's been outstanding since he's been in, not put a foot wrong. He's been talking me through everything, making sure I don't go off running. But it's been great. It allowed Zach to go out on right back while Mars is injured, and Zach's been brilliant out there. So yeah, Nat's been fantastic since he's been in, and it's a credit to us. We look really strong now. Jonah coming back involved today, looking strong. So we look a good squad and look a good side.